For almost a week, thousands of Canadians have been stranded, forced to evacuate, or left without a home to return to. For Steve Booth, the record-breaking rain in British Columbia turned a typical weekend commute into what feels like an unending ordeal.
We slept overnight in our car on Monday night, and we were able to find sort of a friend of a friend of a friend who lived in Hope and was taking people in. And we yesterday morning we went there, and because just sleeping in the car was hard.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has promised support, including deploying the military.
I spoke with the Premier, I spoke with a number of mayors last night to talk about how people are doing in this terrifically bad situation. We're also working with them on saving people, on sending resources like the Canadian Armed Forces to support people in this situation, but also we'll be there for the cleanup and the rebuilding after the impacts of these extreme weather events.
The British Columbia Premier then declared a provincial state of emergency.
Already strained supply lines are at risk of greater disruption. Therefore, as of noon today, the government of BC is declaring a state of emergency. There's not a person that hasn't been affected or will not be affected by the events of this past weekend. These events are increasing in regularity because of the effects of human-caused climate change.
Canadians on the West Coast have become familiar with extreme weather events like the heat dome and the bomb cyclone. This one is being called an atmospheric river, which dumped a month's worth of rain in 2 days.
When I first started studying climate change 20 years ago, there was this idea that you had to go somewhere else, that Canada was wealthy and would be fairly insulated from the effects of climate change. And I mean, this summer has just taught us here in Canada, but I think people around the world, that you don't have to go anywhere. Climate change is affecting everyone at home.
It could end up being one of Canada's most expensive disasters. Mudslides have destroyed highways and bridges, cutting off access to the largest port in Vancouver. And floodwaters are still rising in British Columbia. Agricultural center.
Historically, the Washington State Nooksack River floods first, and then that triggers a chain of events leading into Canada. But this time, this extreme rainstorm soaked the Fraser Valley even before the connected river systems could flood it. The U.S. flood has BC very much still on high alert, and this entire area bracing for more. Jody Vance, Al Jazeera, Vancouver.